This is a CBC podcast. On the go, if you want access to the latest news and headlines on your iPhone, Twitter account, mobile phone, email, or BlackBerry, be sure to check out cbc.ca/news2go. That's with the number 2, cbc.ca/news2go.
Did you ever hear about the Lawn Islands Archipelago? Well, I didn't until yesterday, and then again I hadn't heard of the Manx Shearwater either. But those two come together off the Buran Peninsula on the province's newest ecological reserve. Seabird biologist Bill Montevecchi is in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Cease.
Thank you for coming in. Let's start with the news about this new provincial ecological reserve. What can you tell us about the Lawn Islands Archipelago?
A fair bit. What actually happened yesterday, the government announced provisional protection as an ecological reserve. So we have a number of those in Newfoundland that are all globally significant, Cape St. Mary's being the closest one. This particular archipelago is well known for Manx shearwater, as you mentioned. It's the only known North American colony of this species. Shearwaters are oceanic seabirds to the almost the greatest extreme, and fishermen in Newfoundland have known them for a long time. We have local terms like hag downs, box, and even in particular the term skerwink, which you may or may not have heard of, but it's used on the north coast. It has been used by fishermen, particularly for the Manx shearwater, but this is the only known North American colony, and it was sort of determined in the 1970s. So that in and of itself is brings it forward as really a significant site.
What do these birds look like?
Well, shearwaters are long-winged. They've got a nostril on the top of their beak. They're referred to, so they're related to albatrosses, which are the largest seabirds in existence, and also to storm petrels, which are the smallest. And these birds are somewhere in between. The particular birds on the lawn, they're called shearwaters because they travel so much, but they use the wind to they're sailors. They sail the ocean blue, essentially, and huge, huge travel distances. Mm. The birds on the Lawn Islands actually came from colonies off of Wales, which were known from banding returns that showed up on Middle Lawn Island in particular. So it was birds, British birds that actually founded the colony. It was John Leon in the 1970s who determined that. And we've had a number of people at university, Ann Story, Greg Robertson at Canadian Wildlife Service, studying them since then.
Now, provisional ecological reserve, what does that mean and what's the significance of it in terms of protection?
Well, the significance of it means that the government has made a commitment to protect it. We will follow through on that. There has to, I'm a member of the Cabinet Advisory Council. It's called WERAC, which is Wilderness and Ecological Reserves Advisory Council. So that group, that advisory council, recommended through the Minister of Environment, Minister Johnson, that this be an ecological reserve. The government has now given it provincial reserve. And there's a whole bunch of steps because the legislative protection is very powerful. It's beyond ministerial discretion. Once an ecological reserve is established, the only way it can be delisted or debunked or taken out is through another act of the legislature. So in order to get there, we have to have public hearings in the communities. And I just really do want to say is the reason we've really gotten this far is there's been tremendous support from the communities at Lord's Cove, Lawn, St. Lawrence, for this reserve, and that's what makes or breaks a lot of these things. We know what's ecologically important, but we really need the community's support to come forward, and it's such a great thing for the communities, for validation, education, tourism, et cetera, et cetera.
The whole gamut. So is this just a procedural thing now? I mean, is it a given that it will receive full reserve status?
I sure hope so. But sometimes these things get really hung up for the strangest of reasons. And it's always tough to get things through the legislature. But from my perspective, there's no reason whatsoever that this will not be a provincial ecological reserve. But we do have to go through the process. People in the community might have certain qualms or restrictions about certain of the restrictions and things like that that go along with a protected status. But I think we're there. I certainly hope so.
Very quickly, what else is on your wish list? I'm sure you have a couple of spots in the province you'd like to see protected.
Well, I certainly do, and I just got back from the Little Fogo Islands, and again, there was reports from community people thinking about marine protected area. But in that bigger scheme, Cease, I think what's really important about Placentia Bay is with the Lawn Islands on the western side of the mouth of Placentia Bay and Cape St. Mary's on the eastern side, we now have like a, you know, sort of a small system of protected areas in Placentia Bay where we can, you know, stay vigilant. You know, there is so much industrial development in Placentia Bay now and so much more coming that we really, really need to be, you know, aware of what's going on, what's going in and out of that bay. So now we have and should have a protected area on both sides of the mouth of that bay. So this, to me, is one of the most important reasons for the Lawn Islands being protected.
Well, thanks for coming in. It was good to see you as usual.
It's good to see you, Cease. Look like you're having a good time here.
I am. Have a good summer.
Okay, all the best, Cease.
Bill Montevecchi is a seabird biologist at Memorial University.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.